Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we have open lines and we've already got a caller, so we'll get to you in a couple minutes. But we are talking about specific topics that have come in that we want to address in general. But one of our main purposes is to apply what we're learning as far as a distinct approach to knowing God through dependence on Him, what that looks like in real life. God is practical. God is objective, and knowing Him it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's not easy because it involves work on our part. So often we want Him to just wave a magic wand or pray the right prayer or have the right people anoint us and pray for us, and everything is fine. And sometimes that's the case. But what that often does is it instills in us the misinformation that that is the way to know God, having someone else pray or having God wave his magic wand and make everything better. And our goal is to be dependent on Him. Not codependent, not independent, but dependent in reality, so that His life that we have already received in our spirit is flowing unfettered from our spirit through our soul, through our body. That's all we are meaning by a dependent relationship. Fully connected in the way He intended us to be connected. I'm going to be working on some kind of a graphic to show what that looks like, just so we can understand the simplicity of the challenge we have before us. And our challenge is because we all come to God and your day to day with our own, we each have our own history, our own beliefs, our own situation and circumstance. You are a unique individual. So God's plan for you to know Him, is an individualized plan and strategy. So on the one hand, one answer fits all. What does God say? When you ask God about that, what did He say? That's the answer to everything. What does God say? What does Jesus do, or what did Jesus do, or what would Jesus do, but what does He say to you now? And then do it, and then follow through. How do we do that? How do I follow through? What do I do with this? That's the essence of the dependent life. That's the essence of dependent Christianity. So we're going to be talking about a couple of obviously distinct topics, and we'll see if we get to both of them fine. If not, that's fine too. Our first topic is overcoming eating disorders, and our second topic is your authority over the devil. Now we do have a call in, and we'll see if this is something related to one of our topics. So we have a caller at area code 925. Do you have a question related to one of our topics? Is anyone there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nisi. I was just saw that you had a topic for today that says how to overcome eating disorders.
Yes.
And I was wondering...
Are you familiar with other aspects of our ministry? How familiar are you? Have you listened to the show before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, what we do here is we look at every situation we're in as a means of depending on God for the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And can I just ask you your first name?
Nisi.
Okay. What we do in this case, and can I ask if you consider yourself a Christian?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because basically what that does is that changes everything. You now have access to all the eternal life you need. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can I also ask if you're asking for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And basically you know that we're, you know, online, we're in public, so we're going to treat things in that sense. Okay, so I'm going to try not to get personal, but we want to definitely help if we can. Okay? So one of the things we start with is rather than focusing on the problem, and this is true with any situation, not just eating disorders, but any area in our life where we are distracted from that rest is an area where we are coming up against at least one of our three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Most often, in the case of an eating disorder, it probably starts out as a flesh issue, but then the world and the devil hindrances join in. But until we deal with the flesh issue, and by flesh, what I mean is an area where we feel out of control. And sometimes where we are out of control. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we want to look at is we'll deal with the world system and the devil later, but first we want to go right to the source. And this is how we're going to do it. I'm just going to ask you a question, and we're going to first assume, and let me know if you agree with me on this, that God is right here with us in this conversation. Is that something you agree with?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a question out there for you to answer or for you to ask God and receive the answer from Him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Could you repeat that again?
Okay. I'm going to put a question out there.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I'm going to be asking on your behalf for God to answer. He's not going to answer me. He's going to answer you. And you're going to relay to me what he answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable doing that?
I'm kind of confused. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, well, let's try it. Okay?
Okay.
So the first question would be, is, Lord, is this eating disorder something you want to talk to her about today? And it's a yes or no question, so all you'll hear is a yes or a no.
Okay.
Are you hearing anything?
I'm kind of confused.
Okay. How comfortable are you hearing from God?
I'm comfortable hearing from God.
Okay. So are you able to hear him, during the day, or do you have to have a special time?
I hear them through the day.
Okay. So why don't you ask him that question then rather than me relaying it? Ask the Lord, Lord, is this issue that I'm struggling with now, is this something you'd like to talk to me and deal with me today, right now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Please. Okay. That's all we're going to do. Okay, that's the simplicity of this. We're going to see if this is an issue, something God wants to deal with, and then we're going to see how he wants to deal with it. And we're just going to follow him, okay, wherever he wants to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, the next question we're going to ask him is we're going to test what we've heard. Okay, this is real important. These are the two questions that always you know, come together. The next question is, Lord, is that you? And you just ask that question, Lord, is that you?
Lord, is that you?
And you tell me what he says.
Yes.
Okay. Now, why was there a hesitation there? Is there a clarity there for you?
Clarity? No, I just like wanted to make sure that I wasn't just forcing something, you know?
Right. That's what. Okay. That's what I wanted to just double check. So, if there was a hesitation there, that's what we just want to deal with any interferences. Okay. So it sounds like he's ready to deal with you on this particular issue then. So the next we're going to just clarify which area he wants to go in. And we're just going to ask him, Lord, is this something that deals with the world, the flesh, or the devil? And let him clarify which direction he wants to go in. So the question is, are we going to go towards the world, the flesh, or the devil?
The world.
Okay. So, Lord, is this a wound related to the world system that you want to heal? Is there a wound here that you want to heal today?
Yes.
Okay. So is this, let's just confirm that. Lord, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to let him bring to the surface what that wound is. Very often, the wound is not necessarily something we think of as a big deal or even related to the problem it's causing. Okay? So do you know what I mean by wound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a wound is, just to review, a wound is an area where we are believing a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lie about ourselves, about God, or about others.
Mm-hmm.
And where we believe a lie, that's where we're vulnerable. And where we are vulnerable, that's where we seek to regain control in our own strength. That's why we have all these areas in our life where we are struggling to regain control. But that wound is healed by the Lord speaking truth about that situation. So when he brings to the surface a wound, often what he's doing is, and sometimes we know what's going on, sometimes we don't. Sometimes he just heals it without us being aware. And, you know, however he does it is fine, isn't it?
Yes.
We just want to get healed.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he brings to the surface, just very briefly share that so we know which direction to go in. You don't need to divulge any personal or private information. That's one of the great things about God is he doesn't make us relive any difficult situations. He's just leading us along the path so we know where to go with him as he goes through this process. So we're just going to ask the Lord to bring to your mind any memory, thought, or emotion that will lead us to where he wants to go. Okay? So, Lord, we just ask you to bring to her mind any memory, thought, or emotion that will take us where you want to go. Is anything coming to the forefront?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it very clear to you the direction he wants to go in?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Is that something you want to share, or do you want to just, I can just lead you the rest of the way without getting too involved?
Yeah, that's fine. If you just not get too involved, that's
good. Okay. So, Lord, with this situation, I just ask you to speak your truth. What is your truth here? And if you can, repeat what he says to you.
He says, I love you, and I want to heal those pieces that are hurting.
Okay. So, Lord, what other pieces are there? Lord, what else do we need to do? Is this something we need to go through one by one, or can you heal all those pieces at once?
Could you repeat the question? I keep hearing no.
Okay. The question is, can you heal? Do you want to go, Lord, do you want to go through them one by one, or do you want to heal all the pieces at once?
At once.
Okay. So let's just double check. Lord, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lord, we just, right now, is there anything that is hindering you from healing all these pieces at once?
Fear.
Fear. Lord, what is the source of this fear? Bring this to the surface.
Pain and embarrassment.
Okay. Lord, is there a wound behind this pain and embarrassment?
Yes.
Okay, Lord, we ask you to bring to the surface whatever's necessary to heal this wound. Speak your truth about this wound.
Molestation and rape.
Okay. So, Lord, we ask for you to heal these wounds, but also, Lord, to speak truth, not only about the past, but about the present and about the future. What was the lie that you came away with from those experiences?
That I was a bad person.
Okay. So, Lord, this is what we want to find out is, Lord, what is your truth about her?
That he loves me and that he wants to give me peace.
Okay. Let's get specific. Lord, is she a bad person?
No.
No. Okay. Now, what happens here is, well, let's make sure we're done here. Okay, Lord, is there anything else you want to say to her in regards to this particular pain, this particular wound?
No.
No. Is there anything you want to say to him about this particular wound?
I just ask that he knows the places that I don't feel comfortable more talking about.
Right.
Is that he heals it all. And
right.
And I was told before, like, this was a season when God was going to begin to heal places in my past. And I know it's nothing but God that I'm even up right now.
Right. Well, this is how it works. What happens is God takes us to the places we're ready. And then when he starts, do you know that game Jenga?
Mm-hmm.
Where you pull out one piece and all the rest mm-hmm. of them fall. This mm-hmm. is what God does, is he starts to touch one area, and there's a reciprocal area, and it starts a domino effect. Now, sometimes we'll experience a healing where it doesn't seem like much happens,
mm-hmm.
but things change. And then there'll be other times when we experience a healing, and we can really tell that there's a freedom and a release there.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is give yourself and give God time to mm-hmm. change you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when something that traumatic has happened, we have constructed our life around lies.
Mm-hmm.
And God is so gentle and so caring that he doesn't want to just destroy our life.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to gently reform it, so that we can accept the unconditional love and the unconditional acceptance he has. Because you didn't do anything wrong. And so he never re-victimizes us. He never makes us pay for something that we didn't do. So he knows exactly what he has in store for you to be able to receive everything he has for you. And a lot of the times, the way we are living our life in the present and the way we are planning on living our lives in the future is so often tied to those wounds that happened in the past. So as he sets you free in the past, and as he starts that season for you, mm-hmm. and you set aside time to work with him and do this exact kind of thing, let him bring to the surface, you know, piece after piece, string after string, he wants to cut slowly each knot that is keeping you from receiving his life and his love for you. He reorders our life. And as he does that, things may seem uncomfortable because you're changing. Things are changing. And we all want things to change, and yet we don't. Because change has a certain level of comfort. We know what to expect. But when God says that what I have for you is going to be so joyful and freeing and happy, and you're going to be so excited and so thrilled with what he has planned for you, if our perception of our future is the opposite of that, it's going to be scary. But he will have you ready to receive the good things he has for you. He is the one who is going to lead you along that path, not only of healing those wounds, but teaching you how to rule and reign as a whole and complete being in him. He's not going to settle for you to settle for anything less than being completely healed.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be an unsettling journey. So we just commit right now that journey, Lord, to finish from beginning to end, that you aren't going to let her rest until your work in her is done, that you're not going to let her settle for half best or three quarters best, but nothing less than 100% dealing with these issues. And if they involve other people, forgiveness, now that's something that we've talked a lot about on this program, so you might want to go back and look at some of the other issues.
Mm-hmm.
But forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person, okay? Forgiveness is all about you, that you forgive because you are a forgiving person. Now there may be relationship issues, there may be legal issues that you'll need to deal with, but those won't keep you from receiving a healing. So the Lord may want to talk to you about forgiveness in respect of you freeing them, that you forgive them, not because they deserve it, but strictly because you are a forgiving person. You may not even want to. That doesn't matter. You're a forgiving person. You are a loving person. And those are some of the areas where some of the things we've been taught, our beliefs, need to come into alignment with the truth, the absolute truth of who God is and who you are in him. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Lord, is there anything else you want to talk to her and deal with in this particular situation that you want to deal with during this time now? Just bring it to the surface. Is he bringing something you don't want to share, or is there just nothing coming?
Yeah, there's stuff that I just don't feel comfortable talking about.
That's no problem, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to say, well, we're going to say, okay, Lord, is this something that there's a hindrance that we can take authority over? Okay, that's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to do that, okay? And we're going to assume that since the Lord knows what we're all doing here, that he's just going to implement it the way he wants. So right now, we're just going to take authority over all the hindrances that are keeping her from receiving full healing in any way, shape, or form. So right now, we take authority over all hindrances. You must go now. You cannot hinder God's actions, activities in her life. Those who have legal authority, you still cannot hinder. We'll put you in the corner and we'll deal with you some other time, but for those who don't have any legal authority, you must go now. So, Lord, is there any other area where we need to deal with right now?
I just hear that he keeps telling me certain things that I've done wasn't my fault because I was molested and was like through different prophets and different people have told me certain things that I didn't even know that has happened to me before.
Okay. Well, what you want to be doing is transferring, you know, spending time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And letting him bring those things to the surface. Because it's not just about knowing about those things.
Yeah.
It's about hearing the truth about them.
Yeah.
It's going back to those original things where God speaks his truth that heals those wounds once and for all. Now, sometimes they'll keep coming back up. And there's reasons for that. But you can find out what those reasons are by going to God.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he wants you dependent on him for those answers. Going to different people, even this kind of conversation, a good test to know if it's something God wants you to be involved in is, does it turn you back to him?
Mm-hmm.
Does it turn you back to depending on God? So as he brings these wounds to the surface, he heals them. Now, sometimes those things will come back up. Sometimes that's a lie of the devil, or your flesh, or the world system, your own mind. And there's just too much, again, I encourage you to go back and look and see if there's, just ask the Lord if there's anything in the archive. We've also got some books for resources. It's just because we're running out of time a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
But there's objective ways where you can set aside time each week, or as often as you and God decide, to really concentrate and get healed from these things. God does not want you going forward with these lies, with these wounds. He wants them healed, part of your past, and you freed so you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are not a victim. You were a victim. But you're not a victim now. You're an overcomer now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he wants you to learn how to live. With the peace and rest and joy and authority and power and passion and excitement that comes with being a son of God. Not as a victim. So until when you think back on those things, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter. You don't care about what happened in the past. When that happens, then you'll know you're healed from that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't settle for anything less. Spend time with him and just go through the process of asking him, where do we go from here? And we will be going through the series on the Thursday morning. And again, they're all archived, so you can follow through there. Or if you want to get in touch with me, I can send you a book that one of our books goes into detail on the step-by-step how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll be doing it on the radio. Because God is objective and practical, and he does not want you to live as a victim. You're an overcomer, and he wants you healed. So get in touch with me if you want, and I'll just send you the information you need, the books you need, to get where you can do this in a very practical level.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Is there any other questions you have that we can deal with right now?
No, nothing else.
Okay. So we're just going to ask, Lord, we just ask that you conclude and give her that protection she needs, that sense of protection, and that you are her defender, that you are going before her and are her comforter, that you're going to be the leader, and that all she has to do is follow you, that it's not a greater burden on her. She doesn't have to have more strength or more knowledge, that you're going to do the work, and all she has to do is follow along. And we thank you for our sister and for her willingness to pursue whatever avenue you have for her, knowing that she can trust you. So we thank you for her heart, and we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do in her life.
Thank you.
Okay? I know he's done tons today. May not even feel like, but he's done tons today. And he has nothing but more freedom coming for you. It's going to be in stages, but he's going to be gentle with you. And the changes he's going to have in your life are pre-planned, so you can trust him. And also, you are free to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You are free to make as many mistakes as you'd like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to hold you accountable for those, because that's part of the learning process. Okay? Well, thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me at diane@weCanPrepare.org, and all the information is on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have any other questions, we're going to go ahead and finish the program.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks again for calling in. I appreciate the opportunity to minister to you.
Thank you.
And I know God's going to do a lot in your life.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
So that concludes our program for today. And we, again, that was just a great example of this is how God heals us. It's all about depending on him. He speaks to us. He lets us know what he wants to do. And all we have to do is follow along. It's getting over some of our perceptions of how that works, our misconceptions of how that works, and learning to hear his voice, learning what questions to ask, learning how to test it, how to take authority, and God gets the job done. So thanks for tuning in, and hope you enjoy the podcast and the program. You can always get in touch with me again at diane@weCanPrepare.org. The information is on the Blog Talk Radio profile page. Have a great weekend. We will be getting back together again at 7:30 on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.